Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn. What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Primetime.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, nice to have you along. It really is.
Well, my.
It's Wednesday program. Our American Eagles are losing to Mount St. Mary's 28-25 in the first four.
This is unacceptable.
But I have no doubt they'll pull it out like Americans always do.
America, yeah!
And if not, we'll just protest and sue.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Look, American University is going on to the next round.
Who does this winner get?
Duke.
Oh, gosh. Man. Did you see the spread on that? Who won last night? Alabama State?
Alabama State. They get Auburn, right?
Yeah. Did you see the spread on it?
I did not.
32.
Ooh. Is there some value in taking 32 points?
That's what I thought.
I would think so.
I'd blindly take.
Look, if you're giving me 32 points,
they'll call off the dogs, right?
Exactly. You know, maybe rest some guys.
Yeah, but they might be up 45 when they call off the dogs.
Well,
look, I'll tell you right now. Hey, anyone else want to? I'll lay a sawbuck down on this. I'll throw a tenner. Let's do it.
I'm out.
32 points? You don't want to ride with me on this?
I mean, I think you're doing the right thing, but no,
these are the sorts of bets that I love just so it gives me something to watch.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because the end of that game is going to be boring as sin, and now you have a reason to care.
Dude, all of a sudden it's a 29-point game or it's a 35-point game going down.
But to you, it's a one-point game.
What if it's an 11-point game and you're just sitting there like, God, easiest bet I've ever made.
Right. $10 in my pocket. Let's go. Boom.
So I've got one quick follow-up.
Yeah, we might owe an apology.
Well, listen, I feel like Rodney Pete, the more we talk about and find out the information about his Steve Bartman moment in Tokyo, he is looking less and less like a villain here. Mm-hmm. One, we're like, what the hell are you even doing there? Well, apparently he hosts a show in L.A.
So it makes sense. They probably sent him there.
And he's got his Dodgers gear on. Two, why are you bringing your glove the way to Tokyo?
That's the big part for me.
And three, why are you, leaning out to steal the ball from Muncy? Well, he didn't steal the ball from Muncy. Mm-hmm. Muncy missed the ball.
Yep.
So it was fair game, and it was in the stands. It wasn't like he was reaching out onto the field. But on the second question, why are you bringing your glove? According to Holly Robinson Pete, who was there with him, as you said, she has already posted to social media. She said, no, be clear, he did not bring a glove with him, and it didn't even fit. They provided the glove and helmet at Tokyo Dome for that section because of all the foul balls.
Now, it seemed a little suspect when someone texted in to the program about that, and I went Zapruder film, and I saw no helmets in that section.
No.
And I saw one other glove in that clip. And so I started doing the, really? But Holly Robinson Pete did tweet out a photo of her and her hubby with the ball, and she is wearing...
She's wearing the helmet.
Wearing a helmet. Yep. Now, I don't believe she brought that helmet. So is it possible that they handed out helmets and gloves and just no one really used them?
Yeah. I think that's right.
Because when you look at the clip...
Nobody's even going after the ball.
No. Other than him. There's like one other glove. Like even none of the kids have the gloves on. So is it possible he just sat there, saw the ball coming, and was like, let me slip this bad boy on right here and... Reach down, grab.
Yeah, and it does look like it doesn't really fit in very well. You can see the.
So I do think at this point,
Rodney Pete's off the hook.
The evidence is clear that Rodney Pete is not guilty of being a douchey fan.
You should have done one of your Tracy Morgan pre-retractions.
Right, I should have apologized right off the top,
just in case you were wrong.
Well, I have to apologize now. We were wrong.
We were wrong
about Rod.
Yeah.
By the way, this white guy for American.
Yeah.
He can't stop hurting his knee.
He's kind of acting like a little bitch.
Yeah. Here's another thing that he did that's controversial.
Were you about to retract this statement when we find out he blew out his knee?
Well, no, I think he did.
No, he's been like...
He did blow out
his knee. He's been ailing for like this entire game. Oh, there's his mom crying. Okay, yeah, I'm the jerk now.
Mom's
that's
crying.
So sad. He has hurt that knee five times in this game.
There's Claude Z. Eagle. Giving him a hand.
So he just keeps coming back.
Oh, Every time I'm... All right. Now he's walking.
Now I'm ready to call him out because... He was doing the arms around his buddies, carrying him off, and now he's out of camera view, he's walking just fine.
He'll be back in the game in 5 minutes.
Oh, boy.
But when he was on the ground writhing in pain for the fifth time, he reached out and grabbed the hand of the train. Like, he grabbed the man's hand. Like,
lace him up, you little bitch!
Like,
let's go!
Taster's Choice moment there. It's like...
Well, I mean, you want some comfort in that moment?
Yeah, so that's what I thought. I'm like, oh my god, this is going to be really bad. He knows it's bad, he needs a handhold.
He looked fine.
And now he's... You know, jogging it off.
Maybe he realizes that Mount St. Mary's is too much to overcome, even for Team America World Police.
The Mount?
All right, well now.
Yeah, it says Mount St. Mary's.
The Mount.
Yeah, they call themselves the Mount.
They're the Mount.
They're the Mount?
Yeah,
it's the Mount St. Mary, St. Mary's Mount?
It's like, I don't know, it's like Portland calling themselves Rip City or something. They're like, oh, we're the Mount.
But they have a mascot.
Oh, their mascot? I don't know what their mascot's called.
Do you know what state they're from? Do you guys know?
Is it New York?
Mm-mm.
Vermont?
Somewhere on the eastern seaboard.
Yeah, they're East Coast.
I don't know. Like, give me like a Virginia, one of the Carolinas, maybe?
They're in Maryland.
Okay.
Emmitsburg, Maryland. Mm. You ever been to Emmitsburg, Maryland?
Can't say I've been. Haven't spent a lot of time in Maryland.
Yeah, outside of Baltimore.
Baltimore's the only place I've been.
Have you been to Maryland?
No, Baltimore and that's it. Yeah. Is there really a reason to go to any place in Maryland outside of Baltimore?
That's a great question.
The Mount St. Mary's mascot is Emmett S. Berg, the Mountaineer.
Oh, so the Mount St. Mary.
Because it's in Emmittsburg.
Emmittsburg.
So they call
Emmett
him Emmett S. Berg.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. I think Maryland's a bad state, but I do think it's one of those states that you don't need to go anywhere outside of Baltimore. Like, there's plenty of states that if you go to and you see one city...
Here comes Maryland guy.
Oh, here we go.
Buckle up.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm trying to think of other states that if you went to a state and you saw, like, their main city, there has to be others that you're like, I've seen enough. I don't need to go anywhere else. No offense, but I've been to New Mexico several times and I've seen Albuquerque. I don't feel like I need to see the rest of New Mexico.
Las Cruces?
Nah, I'm good. Truth or Consequences, I'm all right.
Baltimore is listed number 8 on the best places in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
This is from U.S. News and World Report. Number 1 is Ocean City.
So, Ocean City?
Yeah. Ocean City, Maryland. The beach.
Yeah. Mm. I got beaches lots of places.
Quintessential family vacation destination, it says. 10-mile long beach with gentle waves.
That's where we got 10 miles. That's the big one. Okay. I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Impressive boardwalk. Lots of amenities.
Yeah, give me Baltimore.
Fentanyl, it says.
Yeah, there you go. Again, having been to Baltimore, you got Annapolis there. You can see the military academy.
Number 3.
You see Camden Yards. And once you're done with that, I think you're good.
Apparently there's an island. I guess I'll go ahead and try to pronounce it. It's called Assateague.
Good old Assateague.
I think that's it. It's number 2. It's an island. It sits less than 10 miles south of Ocean City, and you can enjoy a relaxing, nature-filled vacation.
I'm good.
So it's a bit like, maybe
vacation
it's like...
full of Assateague.
It's like Catalina Island, maybe, you know?
Well, might I add this, and it's one of my favorite places on Earth, but I don't need to go anywhere really outside of New Orleans. I've been to Louisiana plenty of times, and each time I go to New Orleans, and then guess what I do? I leave. I
mean, so if you have to go to Maryland or Louisiana,
yeah,
and you cannot go to Baltimore or New Orleans,
what am I doing?
Which is the better vacation?
So I got Baton Rouge versus...
There's probably other coastal towns down there.
Shreveport.
Yeah.
Shreveport. There you go. It's a port.
Let me ask you this. Can I see an LSU football game?
Yeah, because it's Baton Rouge.
Yeah, because it's not in New Orleans.
So, but I'm going there, but it's during LSU football season?
You can go whenever you want. I'm saying you can't go to New Orleans. You can't go to Baltimore. You have to choose Maryland or Louisiana. Where are you going?
That means you're passing on Maryland football season?
But they're in, where are they? Where do they play? Is that in Baltimore?
Ooh, I don't think they're in Baltimore.
Geography by Robin.
I hate to say it.
I think I'm going to Maryland.
I might take Maryland, too.
They're in College Park, Maryland, so that gives us absolutely nothing.
Well, there's a lot of places in Louisiana that aren't...
Yeah, no, it's not good.
It's not good. It's not good. Love New Orleans. Mm. You venture outside of it, you do it, you keep doing it, you're going to have problems. It's not the best. It's not the best.
Yeah, College Park is north of D.C.
Yeah.
If you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Yeah, I just think those are both places that you just, you go to the city and you just stay there. You don't really go anywhere else. You don't venture outside of it. It's just right there. Good.
And then like Western Maryland, like what even happens out there?
I don't know.
Do you think?
Nothing good.
Have you looked? I mean, I've never really studied Maryland much until right now.
Yeah.
Which is horrible, but I haven't.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking way out west of Baltimore, out by the...
I mean, you go inland, it's always Thunderdome. What is Eastern Washington, Eastern Oregon, Eastern California give you? You go east, and it just kind of gets
to be a type of way. No, this is west, because you go east.
No, I'm saying from that coast, yes. Yeah, go inland.
If you go west from Baltimore, north and west, dude, you are in...
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, my
banjos are playing out there.
So my gal, one of her big... she's in plywood, big plywood company, and they have one of their ports in Baltimore. And so she goes back there a couple times a year, and it is known that you don't really, that you stick to the main.
Owings
main
Mills, that's where the Ravens are?
Yeah, they don't venture out much. It's just there. And by the way, New Orleans is the same thing, because she goes to both. I just think it speaks volumes. You don't venture out. As someone said, been to Shreveport, you don't need to go there. No, you don't. I don't think you need to go anywhere else in Baltimore.
Sir.
And like I said, I think there's plenty of places in our fine country that are just like this. You fly into a state, you do one little section of it, and the rest of it, you're good.
You know where you get, if you go northwest of Baltimore, there's really nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But you will eventually get to Gettysburg.
No.
So you can go there.
But that's a different.
It's a different state.
I'm not in
Yeah, you
Maryland
cross over.
Anymore.
That's true. You have to stay south of Gettysburg.
Yeah.
And set up camp.
Yeah, people are
with your musket.
Yeah, now you're doing like, crossing boundaries, and now it's expanding. No, that doesn't work. You got to stay in Maryland.
I still am going to Maryland. Maryland v. Louisiana, outside of New Orleans, Baltimore, I'm going to Maryland.
Look, I'm not going to say that you're wrong.
And we do have, Johnny Ludes lived in Maryland for a while.
Oh, did he?
I'm going to ask him. I'm just going to go see if he's still here.
Crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does. Num, 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 num. Is it wrong that a lot
that's
of
what
I know...
That's what we call a sack lunch. Num, 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 num.
A lot of what I know from of Maryland comes from Wedding Crashers.
And by the way, D.C. doesn't count. Just,
no,
I mean, just
that's
for
its
the,
own...
It's its own district of America.
Yeah, by the way, why is that the District of Columbia? When is that going to become the District of America?
I'm surprised it's not changed already.
It's only, by the way, I was watching a news story. The astronauts came down. How cool are the little dolphins, by the way?
Yeah.
How about that? Like, you come back.
They were getting a look.
You come back from 9 months in space. You splash down in your little raft, like Daffy Duck floaty raft there. And some, like, dolphins come up? Oh, that was pretty badass. But it did make me laugh in all the news stories that they landed in the Gulf of America.
It's on the map. If you've looked at the map, it's all changed.
It's a change.
It's now Gulf of America.
So if I Google,
yes,
it
yes.
pops up.
Apple Maps and Google Maps, yes. It says the Gulf of America.
It's the Gulf of America, dude.
And the AP won't do that because they're an international publication and everyone knows it's the Gulf of Mexico, and they've been kicked out of the White House for it.
Good
times.
It made me chuckle. I think that's the first time that I've really seen that in all the news stories.
Yep, it's been on there for a few weeks.
It said that they splashed down in the Gulf of America.
Right. Like, you're right they did.
It's like, oh my God. But it was cool that the dolphins were, oh yeah, right here. Google Maps.
You better believe I clicked on the ad.
Another misfire, man. Bad with my mouse over here.
The Gulf of America.
All right, coming up next, let's get to our Aaron Rodgers segment. He is not going to the Vikings on the Fan. So, Buck, you were saying that American University, whom we're watching right now in the first four, they were founded in what year?
1893.
And you were flabbergasted by that.
Why have I never heard of them?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to be more of like a GCU-type situation, that somebody just materialized a university out of nowhere because they felt like it.
And called it and like, generically American?
Yeah, I didn't realize that it was like actually an American established institution.
But they just showed Mount St. Mary's history, founded in 1808.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
By the way, going to American University, not cheap.
No.
This is going to run you about 57 grand.
Not with that name.
Some notable alums who went to American, Goldie Hawn.
Okay.
Also had the Wolf of Wall Street himself, Jordan Belfort.
How do we think Goldie Hawn's doing?
She's not aging well.
Because I love her, but...
Yeah. She's still with Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
But she doesn't really act anymore. And if you've seen her lately, it's...
Well, I've seen interviews.
It's rough.
From time to time. Like, she doesn't show her face much, but every once in a while she pops up. And it's like, oof, she kind of seems maybe a little Tracy Morgan-y.
Oh, really?
You know? You know what I mean?
Maybe a little too many pills.
Or whatever.
But young Goldie Hawn, like Wildcats, Private Benjamin Goldie Hawn, criminally underrated.
I'm a fan of Goldie Hawn and Kate.
Kate Hudson.
Kate's great.
Todd Bowles went to Mount St. Mary's.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is not going to be a Viking.
Nope.
They said that they're just going to stick with McCarthy, although they did say they're going to try to find a veteran.
Yeah, there was some, definitely some talk that they, even with the Rodgers thing, they weren't necessarily guaranteeing Rodgers the job, but they wanted a veteran presence, which didn't make any sense to me because I don't know if you could have a worse veteran presence in your locker room for your team, and especially your own quarterback, than Aaron Rodgers.
Well, maybe that's why they moved on.
Yeah. They said they were kicking the tires on it. It wasn't Aaron Rodgers that said no. That was Minnesota.
Oh, no.
Said, no,
Minnesota was... That's what they were waiting on. They were waiting on Minnesota to Esser get off the pot.
Yeah.
And they did with... and they're going with McCarthy, which I think is... I mean, it's like, boy, they must really like him.
Well, and if you look at their financial situation, this was all gearing up for this. When you look at the amount of money that they have spent... this was all done for the sake of having a cheap quarterback. The other one, too, is we don't know what Aaron Rodgers' financial demands were going to be. It's this idea. Who was it? Someone the other day floated out some dumbass idea about trading for Justin Herbert. Who was this? I forget. One of the national donkeys was talking about that Jim Harbaugh. Oh, it was with Minnesota. That's what it was. Someone was saying that Jim Harbaugh loves J.J. McCarthy so much that they were saying that the Chargers should make an effort to trade Justin Herbert to Minnesota, that Harbaugh would rather have J.J. McCarthy.
Okay.
Again, it's just the dumbest thing. But again,
who said this?
Oh, one of the national dip-esses. I forget who it was. People were talking about it on the shows. And you can't just like take Justin Herbert and his $50 million salary and dump it into a place like Minnesota, whose roster is already loaded for bear. It's not the way that works. So if Minnesota wanted to bring in a veteran quarterback, they had to be someone on a fairly reasonable deal. And we also don't know what Aaron Rodgers wants from a financial demand standpoint. But, I mean, everything that Minnesota is doing is set up around the cheap quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch. So this was the plan all along, which is ultimately why Sam Darnold didn't come back. They would have loved for Sam Darnold to come back. But what did Sam Darnold get out of Seattle? That's not what Minnesota was willing to pay. Because, again, this was all based on the cheap quarterback. So come hell or high water, here comes J.J. McCarthy.
All right.
This is why you drafted him.
All
and
right.
There are people talking about the knee. Dude, the guy had a meniscus tear, for God's sakes. He's been out for an entire year. If that knee isn't ready to go, I don't know what to tell you. That's like the most ridiculous thing I've heard is when people say, is his knee going to be ready to go? It's not act like he blew out like four ligaments in his knee, had a meniscus tear, for God's sakes.
I don't know that fans really know the difference between like... You know, when you say meniscus or ACL.
This is like actually somewhat intelligent football people or at least talk radio hosts that are talking about that. And every time someone brings it up, it's a big old fat eye roll. Look, for better or worse, when you draft a quarterback like that in the first round high up, dude, he's not sitting for 2 or 3 years, and you're not committing to Sam Darnold for multiple years and giving that guy $30+ million. And I'm glad they didn't do the weird Aaron Rodgers thing. And so now you turn it over to McCarthy and you hope that the infrastructure is there in place and, you know, that you hit your home run with your rookie quarterback. It's still the easiest way to win in this league is a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal.
So Rodgers to the Steelers?
I would assume that that's the next. I mean, it sounds like it's either the Giants or the Steelers, and both of them were kind of him and Han on it. I mean, if the Steelers wanted Russell Wilson, they would have already brought back Russell Wilson. There's really not another option for the Steelers. The Giants have already brought in Joe Flacco and Russell Wilson, for God's sakes. There's not another option. Whoever Aaron Rodgers chooses, the other side, I mean, you're literally talking about either Joe Flacco, Russell Wilson, or
Mr. Unlimited.
Being your starting quarterback.
Yeah, you just go with Russ.
Yeah.
I mean that's just dirt cheap at this point.
Yeah, it's bad. And then I think ultimately, I still think someone's going to try to make a move for Cousins at some point. I'd be very interested to see if, as this thing goes along, if someone doesn't try to pry away Kirk Cousins, because he's going to sit down in Atlanta and cost them a bunch of money.
All right. Do you like quilts?
No, not really.
Why not?
Well, I find a
quilt. Who doesn't like quilts?
Well, a quilt, I find that to be kind of heavy and scratchy. I'm more of a throw guy.
All right. I've got quilt news. Mm. And there is a brand new Portland operation that is listed among Time's World's Greatest Places.
I'm intrigued. Is it our studio?
You should be intrigued.
Yes.
And no, it is not our studio.
People come in here and just blown away. They're like, oh my God, this is where you guys work every day.
I can't believe it. That's next. Here's Buck.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, so somebody mentioned that we've got Goldie Hawn follow up here. I was asking how she was doing. Somebody mentioned she was on the Oscars this year as a presenter.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see any of the Oscars.
I watched some of it, but I...
Apparently she was on there, and I then Googled that, and the YouTube video pops up. Why Goldie Hawn's Oscars 2025 appearance has everyone worried? And I'm not going to watch that. I just prefer to remember Goldie Hawn for...
I don't know, like, at least from the... I haven't seen the video, but I'm looking here at... She's on the red carpet with her husband, and... Look, she looks better than...
she looks fine, but apparently she was stammering and she couldn't read the card, and she was blaming it on cataracts, Tracy Morgan style.
Well, she is 80 years old, for God's sake.
Is she 80 now?
She's 80.
Wow. She looks good for 80.
Yeah.
But...
well, she turns 80 this year. She's 79.
She's just, you know, I mean, look, I want to remember old Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
She's not aging like Dame Julie Andrews, okay?
No. And that's tough, because I do think in Hollywood some people age so well that that's the standard that we hold them to. And, you know, dude, if your wife looks like that when she's 80 years old, you should feel very, very grateful.
It is March 19, 2025. It is time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Please be seated. Today is National Backyard Day.
I do love my backyard.
It is also Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Day.
Yes!
Were you a big...
That was my number one as a kid. Yeah. Big time Turtles fan. Yeah. Saw the movies in the theater and all that.
I like turtles.
Who's your favorite?
Leonardo. He was the leader. He had the cool swords.
One, right?
Yeah.
The swords?
Blue with the swords, yeah. I didn't have enough... I didn't have any time for Michelangelo's pizza shenanigans or Raphael's attitude, and Donatello's kind of a dork, so I was a... Leonardo guy.
I spent a lot of time at Wonderland, the Nickel Cave, playing the four-person
Turtles in Time
turtle game. Yeah. That game was great.
Yep, game was great.
Game was great.
Well, you said you didn't love quilts.
What is the freaking Panther suing?
No, another misfire.
I feel like the quilt is an old person. Like, that's a grandma thing. I think we moved on to better blankets.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that the Amboy Quilt Show is this weekend.
Oh my God.
At the North Clark Historical Museum.
I can't believe I'm going to miss it. I'm sorry, I'm busy this weekend.
They will have demonstrations on sewing bindings and handmade quilt viewings. So I just wanted to, you know, I mean, look, in the news.
Yeah. Can I tell you, having been to Amboy several times.
Very important.
I think this quilt show is probably the biggest thing to happen to Amboy in quite some time.
Do they run drugs through quilts, do you think?
I suppose you could, right? Like, the only time I remember a quilt, like, when my dad passed away, we took all of his old, like, shirts and stuff, and we made a quilt out of them for my mom.
That's cool.
Right?
Is it going to be at the Amboy Quilt Show?
I probably could.
You know, why don't you get a booth?
There's a lot of random things there. People are like, who's Robert N. Brown, and why? Why did he have this many random, like, San Jose Sark t-shirts?
So Amboy is up there north of La Cena, right?
Yes.
Isn't that where that is?
Yeah, it's
like kinda, by Longview?
No, it's not that way. It's if you headed east from La Cena.
East?
Yeah. So if you get to La Cena exit and you hang a Roscoe there and you just keep going,
it's out there.
Yeah, you're gonna make it out there. Like northeast of Battleground.
Little does someone right now know as they're driving. Hopefully we reach that far. I think we do. Yeah. They're listening to our show, and they're driving. They're like, wait, Amboy, that's where I'm headed.
Someone's saying they only knew of the Amboy territorial days. Apparently that's a thing out there.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, given the choice between going to the Amboy quilt show or the territorial days, I think I'm taking the quilt show. I find the territorial days, and this may be very judgmental of me, I feel like that's going to be a lot of anger and a lot of guns. I feel like there's...
Sounds like kind of an insurrection crowd to you.
A little bit, right?
Like, ooh, they have territorial park.
If you tell me that something is territorial day, that doesn't...
It sounds like people being territorial.
Yeah,
which,
it doesn't scream like
well, I get
corn
where
dogs
you're going.
And family fun.
I get that. but apparently all it is the Amboy Territorial Days Association, which is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization that owns and manages Amboy Territorial Park. They put on a fundraiser every year, and they bring everybody out, and
So all 300 residents of Amboy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people live up there. It's unincorporated.
Yeah.
But they all come out, and they do an Easter egg hunt. They do a veteran celebration, a Christmas festival of trees. They do all kinds of stuff out
there.
Looks
like we got about 1,500 people out there in Amboy.
So I'm choosing the territorial, what'd you call it? The territorial?
Territorial days.
Days? Yeah, I'm choosing that over the quilt show.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm not going to a damn quilt show. Mm.
Well, there is the...
Unless I can drink.
It's been a while since I've been out there, but I believe it's... I think it's Nick's. There's one. There's a Farger Lake, Farger. There's a, and they have decent chicken strips. That's on your way out to like when you're taking your boat out. That's like a little mini mart deli. And then I think it's Nick's. There's one restaurant out there, and I think it's and it's. There's a lot of bikers that go by there, and they have a decent milkshake. That's all I know of Amboy. If you're heading out to, like, the reservoir.
Would like, you rather go to Amboy or Yakult?
It's the same. It's...
No, you have to choose.
It's the same thing. There is no... There's no difference. It's one and the same. If you're going to Lake Merwin or the... or, like, Yale Lake, that's... No one... It is the definition of a drive-by. Unless you're going to the quilt show, then that's a destination.
I think I'm choosing Yakult.
Taking Yakult?
Yeah. When's the Yakult quilt show? I'll let you know.
Do you think we have competing? What if we had, like, we start our own quilt show, but we do it in Yakult?
A Yakultidian?
Whoa.
That's what someone from Yakult's called.
That's dusty. Well, as I mentioned.
Yeah, someone confirming. It is Nick's. The only bar in town. It's about as redneck as you can get.
There is a Portland hotspot that has been featured on Time's list of world's greatest places.
World's greatest.
Yeah.
It's a bold statement.
Very bold. And I've never even heard of this place.
Do they have a cool show?
It is Northeast Portland's The Wine Spa.
Never heard of it.
It has been dubbed one of the world's greatest places of 2025. The New York-based Weekly Magazine curates the annual list by deciding which nominees, like hotels, restaurants, and activities, offer the most unique experiences to their guests. And at The Wine Spa, you can bathe in wine. Yeah. They have massages, facials, vino soaks, vino therapy, and of course, wine to drink.
This feels like just because you can doesn't necessarily mean you should. What's the benefit of doing that?
How expensive? Like, that's a lot of wine for my big ass to get into.
Well, apparently vino therapy is a big thing in Europe.
Really?
Yeah. And it's for beauty and health.
Do you sip any of the wine? Like,
yeah.
Like, bring a straw with you?
No, I'm just saying, if you're in like a tub of wine, you do a little...
No,
blah,
blah, gross.
You like go down and give it a little licky lick?
It's a you cocktail.
Right? No, I think... Well, unless you run out and they can't bring you another one. It's like, well...
Is that also very... Like, I would just think that's very sticky. Like, is that not... That can't be... It's like in places and... I don't know. It's crevices and there's things... I don't know. That's one of the coolest places on Earth?
Not coolest, world's greatest places.
Oh yeah, world's greatest. I'm gonna differ on that. I mean, granted, I haven't been everywhere in the world, but I just can't quite understand that one.
So they aren't using wine, like fresh bottles of wine, for its treatments. What they're using is like stuff that.
Yeah, no one wants.
Yeah, like they had label errors or some wine that was that tasted funny and the winery threw it out.
Yeah,
like so that they use that.
Mm. I'm out.
Yeah, and they say they're honored to be on the list. But I tell you, that can do you wonders right there for your business.
Absolutely,
you're just a little Northeast Portland business,
yeah.
And you end up in Time Magazine.
What's the name of this thing again?
The Wine Spa, bro.
I follow a handful of, like, what's going on around town, like, Instagram accounts, and I swear this one popped up just yesterday, and I'd never heard of it. I'm like, I wonder if my wife would like that. Probably because of this article. So, well, yeah, it does.
I'm kind of terrified because this is the sort of thing that will make Instagram, and then I will go home one night.
Seems cute.
And as we're sitting there, I will get told we're going to the wine spot. And it will
Well, you might like it.
And it will be because it is, quote, cute.
You might like it.
Boy, it doesn't.
Look, I'm not much to it.
No, it seems very...
It's small.
Yeah.
Well, time likes it, so...
I kind of thought it'd be a little more high-end, you know?
Oh, look at you.
Well, I don't know.
A little bougie.
It doesn't...
Gotta go out to the Allison Inn, bro.
It just doesn't...
You ever been out there? That place is nice.
Okay.
Yeah, you want bougie?
Let me just say this right here, and I feel pretty confident. We're all familiar with the bastard... white paneled ceiling that you had like in your schools.
Oh, like the ones that are like portables and stuff like that?
Yeah.
The styrofoam
with asbestos in them.
Look, if I walk into your establishment and I see those panels that you can like push up on, it's like, you know, we all know those. That's not a high end place. I'm not saying that place isn't good. I'm not saying that it can't be very nice there, but I think that. That lets me know all I need to know about your place.
Okay.
I feel like that's the sort of ceiling that Nick's out in Amboy has. You're suspect.
What other substance would you like to bathe in? Prosecco?
I think whiskey would burn.
Yeah, I don't think that would be good.
No, that wouldn't be good.
You'd have to cut it.
That's not, yeah, that's bad. My first thought was Irish whiskey, and then I'm like, wait. You get any sort of opening or cut or whatever, that's not feeling good.
I think
good.
You should try that.
Would aloe feel good? Something like that.
Well, aloe would be very gel. It'd be gel. Like,
yeah.
You'd be in it'd be like more like a mud bath kind of a thing.
How about this one? You know what I'm going to go with?
Olive oil.
Oh, that's not bad
Ooh,
either.
That's good.
I was thinking butter.
Ooh,
melted butter.
Yeah.
You get a nice melted butter consistency like you're going to dip some crab legs.
Sookie butter dunk?
And I'm also not going to lie. If I did that, I would bring in some crab claws with me. I'm not saying I would want
to just cracking them off to the side, dipping them in.
Yeah, like I'm in there already. Look, I'm not going way down north. You know, I'm not going way downtown, but I'll do a little swirl. I'll do a catch of the day crab claw swirl.
The Red Lobster commercial butter dunk.
Yeah, let's tell you right now, that wine spa, you give me a big vat of butter. Now we're talking. Maybe some garlic salt mixed on top.
What if I had a menu of food items that you can bathe in?
I think
you come into my spa.
I like.
He's gonna go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
You could do butter. You could do chocolate. You could do avocado.
See, I like this.
You could do olive oil.
A souk fondue. You could do some warm cheese.
Cheese.
You tell me that there's a better smell in the world than butter and onions caramelizing. Ooh, I mean,
yeah, that's nice.
You give me a big tub of that. What? Fondue style.
Souk au jus?
Yes. Melting pot the hell out of this. Make a pot roast. Let's go.
Yet chicken another.
Noodle, chicken noodle soup?
Come on. Go. It writes itself. This is a yet another brilliant idea.
No, you know, it's just, we're giving to you out there.
Oh, there's the kid. He's coming back and he's crying and he's on crutches. He's on crutches.
And his mom's crying too.
My initial apology stands.
Oh, she hard-handed him. She gave him the hard hands.
Uh-huh.
Love you.
So you know it's love.
Love you. Hard hands.
Well, that's sad for the mom. You know?
That's sad for him, too.
Yeah, but more so for the mom. Mm. He probably doesn't care. Coming up next. Oh, I've got lawsuit news.
The Advocates at it again?
And it involves me.
The Advocates are involved.
The Advocates aren't involved, but I have a tie to this lawsuit.
Yeah, put him in jail! Yee-hoo!
You've got my attention.
That's next on The Fan. All right, this is in the news for March 8, 2025. One more story for you. We have a local trial over a lawsuit. It's a $25 million medical malpractice suit.
Yikes.
I don't know if you've seen this. It's between former Portland Timbers goalie Jake Gleason and a former team doctor who performed a surgery. He had stress fractures in both shins. This is way back in 2018. And Gleason is claiming that the doctor, and this is my tie-in, he is my orthopedist.
Oh, does this make you feel better or worse?
Well, no.
All I know, his name is Dr. Richard Edelson, and let me tell you something. He is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I went to him for my recent shoulder injury, and he nailed it the whole time, and I'm getting better now.
Are you being paid? This feels like lawsuit propaganda on your part. Have
no.
you been bought and sold?
He's just making a story about himself.
I wish.
I think you have been bought and sold by Big Orthopedic.
He's great.
Doc's catching some heat. He's like, you know, one of my patients has a radio show.
So this guy had stress fractures in his shins, which is...
It's no good.
That sounds very painful.
Yeah.
And he is claiming that the doctor did not properly sanitize an orthopedic plate that he put in his leg.
Okay.
And so he's now been through, long story short, it got infected, and he's now been through like 14 surgeries.
Ah.
And he lost his career, and everybody cries at trial, and they didn't take the plate out. So
the plate.
So it's at trial right now.
Okay, and he still has the plate in his leg, but it's all...
They didn't take it out at the time. I don't know if they took it out eventually, but that's part of the lawsuit.
How do you prove that there's a dirty plate in your leg?
Well, you got infected.
Well, I understand, but infections happen all the time. I mean, you go into a hospital, you get MRSA.
Maybe they have people saying that it wasn't properly sent. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is Dr. Richard Edelson is great.
I just was wondering that because, like, the plate goes in your leg. You get an infection in your leg. It does happen. Without taking the plate out, how do you know that the plate was dirty and that that's what caused the infection and not an infection that you caught from having an open surgical
wound? Look at you lawyering.
Well, I think malpractice suits, aren't they pretty hard to prove?
I would think so.
You know? Yeah. Like, a lot of people think malpractice, but the reality is the medical field is tough.
I just was wondering, because, I mean, when you play sports, you're around surgeries a lot, and I think I've had like 9, 10, something like that. I've had a lot of surgeries, and so I've had it twice, and I've known plenty of people that you get infections. Now, I've never had anything that was like this, where it led to all kinds of stuff, and you have to go in there and you got a plate in your leg, anything like that. But, I mean, it wasn't that uncommon for people to get surgical infections. It is one of the crappy, scary parts about having surgery.
I just think it's hard to win a medical malpractice suit because the idea of medical concept, like, the doctors are trained.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean... Like, they're trained way beyond our scope. So, like, the concepts by which they're trained...
Yeah.
If they, you know, like, if they follow those... What am I trying to say? Like, if they follow those concepts, things can go wrong.
They have concepts of a plan.
It's not necessarily malpractice.
Yeah.
It's just something went wrong because it's an obtuse thing.
Well, you're literally cutting someone open and putting a foreign object in your body and drilling it in there.
Yeah. That's why I back Dr. Richard Edelson.
Oh, I'm not saying the guy isn't in fault or that, you know, this is fraudulent or whatever. You claim the guy's great. I just was asking questions. I just thought that was interesting.
Let's talk about just ramming it in.
Yeah. God, how do you prove? Because the two times that I had an infection, I never once thought, and maybe I should have. Listen here, you BYU sons of bitches. I got a bone to pick with you. I don't know. We took some antibiotics, but who was it? There was a guy on the USA hockey team that had this. He broke his collarbone.
McAvoy.
Yeah, Charlie McAvoy got hurt in that, and they had to go in and they had to clean out an infection.
This is part of what almost lost Alex Smith his leg.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he had to go back in he had a horrible injury, but then it got infected just like this.
Yeah, it's scary stuff when you pick up like a MRSA infection in a hospital. It's LeCharles Bentley was a really good offensive lineman in the NFL. His career was ended because of this. Yeah, it's bad stuff.
Yeah, someone said not all doctors are good at their profession. No, they're not.
No, absolutely not.
But that doesn't mean malpractice.
No, they don't.
I will be interested to see how this plays out. $25 million.
$25 million. Yeah.
Not sure that he was going to make $25 million in his soccer career, but...
Well, they laid it on pretty thick with the tears in the trial. I saw some clips, and it's like mom and dad, he's Australian.
Yeah.
Or they're Australian, and they were up there crying, and...
Yeah, man.
Never been the same.
Well, you mean your career ended, and you take your shot.
Yeah.
You know, see what's out there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they are... the doctor is an incompetent boob, but according to you...
No, he's great.
He's a great guy. I am an ignorant boob, although I'd like to point out that I am suspicious that you have been bought and paid for.
My shoulder's doing fine now.
Interesting.
Thanks to him. And the cortisone.
Yeah, wait till you get
and the PT.
Wait till you get an infection in that shoulder.
And my strong muscles.
Well, I would. I mean, you're an Adonis.
You know.
Yeah.
That's in the news. March 19, right? God, why can't I remember the damn date? March 19, 2025. It's brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5v5 is next on The Fan.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.